Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. While other Democratic presidential candidates crisscrossed Atlanta campaigning today, former Vice President Joe Biden held a small gathering with mayors from across the South. GPB's Robert Jimison reports.
Among those in attendance were Georgia mayors from Atlanta, East Point, and Lithonia. While Atlanta Mayor Keisha Bottoms has publicly endorsed Biden, the others have yet to throw their support behind any candidate in the 2020 race. Why the emphasis on mayors? Well, Biden believes removing federal red tape could help local leaders have a stronger impact in the cities they serve.
I think that you hold the key, you editorially hold the key, to solving a significant number of the problems that we face because they're all on your doorstep.
This was Biden's first public appearance since the debate Wednesday night at Tyler Perry Studios. He was one of the few candidates that did not speak to reporters then following the event. For GPB News, I'm Robert Jimison in Atlanta.
Meanwhile, California Senator Kamala Harris called out Atlanta's mayor during a fundraising breakfast today. She told an audience of black women she's disappointed she's not received endorsements from two of Georgia's most prominent Democratic women.
And you know, I've been to Georgia. I campaigned for your mayor, Keisha. I campaigned hard for her. I have campaigned for Stacey Abrams.
Abrams has yet to declare support for any of the candidates. The Democratic presidential debate ended last night, but candidate events around Georgia continued today. GPB's Ross Terrell reports from the National Action Network breakfast.
Five of the 10 candidates from the debate stage campaigned at the breakfast attended by African-American religious leaders from across the Southeast. Steyer, Booker, Buttigieg, Yang, and Klobuchar all touted how people of color would succeed if they were elected president. Reverend Al Sharpton, who hosted the event, said winning the black vote isn't just a culture contest.
We'll go along with it. We'll even drink some Kool-Aid with you and vote for somebody else. Because we want to be treated like we are mature grown folk in a political process.
Sharpton says having each candidate address specific issues makes it more personal when leaders go back to their communities. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is the latest Democratic presidential candidate to unveil a plan to boost funding for historically black colleges. Speaking at a rally on the campus of Morehouse College earlier today, Sanders said that includes more money for training future doctors, dentists, and teachers.
We will establish a dedicated fund to create and expand teacher training programs at HBCUs.
His plan also calls for public and private HBCUs to be tuition free. He also plans to cancel some student loan debt. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg discussed a similar plan with voters at Morehouse on Monday. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.